You know, this is an incredibly vibrant real estate community, and it really always has been. A lot of the great leaders, former mayors, are coming out of the real estate industry. And infrequently, but now for the third time, the North Texas Commercial Real Estate Group that puts together the Hall of Fame has put out a thing called The Book. And it recants all the great stories about real estate and all the great individuals and from the committee that puts out this book and selects members of the Hall of Fame. We've asked Kathy Permanent to come in, and she's co-founder of Younger Partners, which is in every aspect of commercial real estate. It's good to have you with us.
Thank you. I appreciate it, David.
So the group is NTCAR, North Texas
Commercial Association of Realtors.
Oh, there's got to be a better name than that.
It's one of the largest brokerage groups in North Texas.
Well, and an impressive community it is. This book, I love this book. This book is a coffee table book. It's a giant. It's not the kind of thing you're going to carry on the, you know, on an airplane with you. But it tells the stories of so many people. I mean, you know, Trammell Crow and John Stemmons, and then more recently Perot, and goes back to Gerald Hines. This is quite a vibrant community you're part of.
It really is. And all these people that are in this book have been honored in the Hall of Fame that has started since 1988. And so we've gone back. This is a third edition, but we've gone back to memorialize the Hall of Fame recipients in this book.
But the history goes back, 1841,
40. I read. Yes, we started back. We've got a great timeline in the book. The timeline isn't only about commercial real estate. The timeline covers everything in North Texas, significant milestones in the North Texas area. So you've got, you know, from the beginning of the log cabin and in Dallas and Camp Worth in Fort Worth, and running through when Dr. Pepper decided to have their headquarters here.
Moved up from Waco,
that's right. When SMU was developed.
And the Carruths gave the land for SMU as a spark.
That's right. And out from the Cowtown area in Fort Worth and everything that Fort Worth and all the way up to where this community has grown up through Collin County and Denton County.
It's still going, isn't it?
It is. We are going to keep going.
Phoebe Kara had his group up in Plato, I guess, sort of topped that off. You know, one of the things it talks about, it jogs my memory, is the great sort of commercial real estate university that Henry Miller ran, and that I guess Hank Dickerson ran, and certainly Trammell Crow. I mean, so many of the players in our community, but also around the country, all used to work for those people and learn from them.
That's right. And we have a fold-out in this book. It's the first time we've had a fold-out where it has a tree with those three leaders and all the people in our community that have come from there and started their own companies. And those three men were a base of the number of commercial real estate people that have developed North Texas.
I mean, Roger Staubach was a fabulous football player, obviously, but he's an incredible real estate guy, and he interned, in essence, with Henry Miller, and gives Henry Miller Jr. credit for everything that he's done.
Yes, it's amazing. And Jerry Jones is also listed in here since football season is about to start. You might not realize how much real estate Jerry has touched in North Texas. So, and these stories are not biographies. These stories are about their character. And the characters that developed all of North Texas. I mean, there wasn't a reason for Dallas-Fort Worth to start without any geographic natural beauty initially. So the reason Dallas has moved and grown is just the people that have developed it and the vision that people have had here.
You know, and this is a tough business. I mean, because I look back through here, and there's some allusions to this. I bet about a third of these people have gone bust at least once during their real estate lifetime. I mean, you guys live on the edge.
I would say that's a pretty much common trait with most of these people. But and we open that up in this book. I mean, this book talks about how people have lost all their money and then regained it back. And so It is a very interesting story, but it's not long reading. It's a two-page fold-out on each person that's been honored, and so it is very easy read. And then it's also interesting on the people that, like Stemmons or Carpenter, like you know the highways or the freeways around town, but you may not know the person behind it. And so this gives you an opportunity to learn that.
Yeah, and where some of the developments came from and why some of the roads are where they are. And I mean, a lot of people forget that all that area around the Trinity was reclaimed. I mean, there was all floodplain before, I guess, Stemmons and Crow and some other people went in and had levees built and yes. and made it safe to put in at least warehouses down there.
Yes.
So you got to enjoy the community. I mean, you touch a lot because you guys, Younger, is involved in like every aspect of commercial real estate. I mean, you represent tenants and you manage properties and everything else. So you must touch all of these.
We do. And this community, and I've heard it from the people that are some of our clients that might be in New York or Chicago or California, that Dallas-Fort Worth area, the North Texas area, has some of the best real estate professionals in the United States.
I don't see a lot of backbiting, a lot of, you know, backstabbing or anything else. I mean, it seems to be a relatively homogenous group. I guess that's true when there's plenty of business for everybody.
Yes, and I would say even in this book, you'll see from Trammell Crow and several other people, they reiterate, treat people the way you want to be treated.
All right, so I mean, can the average person get their hands on this book?
Absolutely. It is available if you'll just go to www.natcarhalloffame.org. So that's NTCAR, halloffame.org.
It's fascinating reading, and it seemed like every time I read a page, it would stimulate another thought. You know, something I'd forgotten about, you know, what this land was like before Gerald Hines came along and developed Galleria or something,
yes.
for example. All right, well, keep up the good work, and we hope you sell a lot of copies of the book. Kathy Perimeters, the co-founder of Younger Partners, good to have you with us.
Thank you, David.
Thanks. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.